back of the first base sheet. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon, I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect Pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratna Mandalakam Niryatayami. And let's say the praises to the 21 Taras on the green sheets. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble, transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord, your three was turbulent lotus, homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with heart rays resplendent as a thousand star collection, homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water born and hand adorned in giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere, homage, crown of Tathagatas, action, triumph without limit, relied on by conquered children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shakaani Brahmamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses through Skandavas Yakshas, homage with their Tra-Mte sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fire, but homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Maru's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with Vrijo Mudra, library masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Maru's devas, homage she able to summon all its guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned crescent, moon on arm with most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze eye, key on dinning fire abiding, rise up left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with, her palm in with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy versus peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana, she endowed with them and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, faces whom the knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage jury with the letter of the shape of syllable whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hermit womb of Deva lake form, with my spoken Tara Mte, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with my Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, the source of the spirit yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, It will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. And all people pacify. Now turn to the front of the first base sheet, and we'll read Accepting Difficulties as a Path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path increasing with two bodhicittas through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. So when Geshe-la arrives and asks for me prostrate, we'll start with the Guru Yoga meditation on page 22 in the Silver Book. It's on page 7 in the booklet. And then we'll keep going on until the bottom of page 24, to the dedications. And then we'll turn to the five-line prayer, the Mingtsema, which is on page 26 in the Silver Book and page 13 in the booklet. And then we'll go to page 34 and read the second stanza in the dedication section, and it's on page 21 in the booklet. I'll repeat that when you get there. But that's what we're doing. And then in this, in our wonderful text, volume of the Great Treatise of the Stages of the Path, Geshe-la stopped on page 77. So we haven't, right?
I wasn't here.
I thought you know. Clear point. about the five qualities of the student. Isn't that right? I think that's right.
How are you? What? Cold.
You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the Hundred Devas, joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Rapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teaching. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaning to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and firmly confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations, and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds, compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, Make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now turn to the bottom of page 26 in the silver text, or page 13 in the booklet. And we will say the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa to ourselves 21 times. On the 21st time, we'll say it together. The second stanza of the dedication section. In all my life, to the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one.
Oh, yeah. As I mentioned before, at the last Wednesday class, very, very important for all of us, including myself, to develop, you know, altruistic attitude, okay? Altruistic attitude. Tende samba. Even just, you know, having the mind, when you see somebody, you know, who is having headache, you know, if you have, you know, mind to help that person to overcome from headaches, so that's, you know, precious jewel. That mind is precious jewel. So then altruistic attitude, you know, is like the concern for welfare of all sentient beings, you know. That's really precious jewel. So the whole point, I think, studying this Lamrim teachings, you know, here at the center is to, you know, to develop altruistic attitude, okay? So altruistic attitude, Pembe Sambha. So that's very, very important. So here, you know, people, we ask, you know, how are you? So we ask, you know, Lama Adisha. He always asks people, you know, did you develop, you know, altruistic attitude? That's Lama Adisha's version of how are you doing. Yeah, that's true. You know, Lama Adisha, who found the word Lamrim, you know, so he, whenever he sees people, you know, he asks, you know, did you develop an altruistic attitude? So here, how are you? So in India, some point, especially in South India, where the monastery is located, South India, the first question they ask, did you have breakfast? Somehow breakfast is very important. Did you have breakfast? So anyway, so... So we must try, you know, throughout the daily basis, we must try to develop altruistic attitude. That is, you know, so very, very, like, I think, it's not just important, it's very necessary for the happier, you know, life, you know, so meaningful life, happy life, you know, altruistic attitude. If you are saying some prayer before that, it's very good to develop altruistic attitude. You know, only reason I'm going to do this meditation to say this prayer, to develop an altruistic attitude. So, Pembe Sambha. So, we thought that, you know, so then people, you know, like, has lack of altruistic attitude, lack. What is lacking is altruistic attitude. So because of that, so many problems occur, you know, like that. If everybody walks, you know, for how to develop altruistic attitude, you know, there will be no, you know, like, problems, I think, you know. So it's very important in the family level, community level, you know. So it's very important to have an altruistic attitude. Thank you, Sambha. When it comes down to yourself, when it comes to other people, altruistic attitude, that's very important. So just want to remind, it's not something that, you know, that you don't know, so you already know. So, like, you know, Shantideva said, when he writes books, The Guide to Buddhist the Way of Life, in the very beginning of the book, he said, you know, I have nothing new to say, I'm just repeating what has been said, I'm just repeating. Mainly to help me, that's why I'm writing these books, you know, to help myself. So he don't have huge expectations these books will benefit other people. Then then the indirectly says if someone out there like me may get benefit. So that's just repeating. So then, you know, with that, even saying the refuge Buddhist prayer. So I'm going to I go to refuge Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Then. Benefit also, I'll take refuge Buddha Dhamma Sangha till I'm reached enlightenment. The first two lines, Chanjo Buddha Dhamma Sangha, this is the reason why, no reason then, that next two stanza, that kind of shows the reason. Chanjo Buddha Dhamma Sangha, David Jinso Jibbe, Sonam, you know, I'm going to do no good things, you know. Not going to lie, not going to cheat, not going to abuse, you know. So I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be kind, you know, loving, giving, kind. Just to benefit sentient beings. That's all. Just to benefit sentient beings. I think this stanza is, you know, composed by Lama Atisha back in Tibet. I think Dhaka Jizoji Gosolamji Dola Pinji Sanjay Drupajos. To reach, you know, to want to become better, want to become better human being, and want to get enlightenment, or want to become better human being, more kind, more open, just to benefit other sentient beings. That's all. Just to benefit. That's no. So when you say this word, you know, with reflecting the meaning of the word, then it's become so powerful. It's really, it has potentials to open your heart towards all sentient beings. That's what my life is for. I came to this world, you know, to contribute, you know, to contribute much as I can, to contribute. So then, you know, when you look back, then you say, I have no regret, you know. So that's what Milarepa said, you know. My religion is, you know, live without regret, die without regret. That's no Milarepa. That's no, very simple. That's my religion. Live without regret, die without regret. So that is not just one dollar pinch, Sanjay Drupa. So then you can only benefit other sentient beings, you know, saying something nice, thinking something nice about them. You can't benefit other sentient beings being very mean, saying harsh words. You can't, that's not where to benefit other sentient beings. So there, you know, but it's one stanza, but when it is carrying, the meaning is so deep, you know, so deep meaning. So that's how, according to Buddhism, that's how you make, you know, this life meaningful, you know, meaningful to just to benefit sentient beings. So, when you see somebody's very successful, then you rejoice. When you see, you know, instead of getting jealous, you know, you try to rejoice, you know, then you are the one who get benefits, you know, for doing that. When you see, you know, somebody, you know, is not doing so well, and you don't look down on them, you know, say, oh, they are not educated, they have been lazy, or so on, so rather than, you know, doing that, if you, you know, develop compassion, you know. If you can give something, you should give, you know. So it doesn't mean that you are better than that person, but you are fortunate. It's fortunate that you are in this position to able to help somebody. And that regard, you know, that other person is also very kind because of that person, that, you know, that you are having this opportunity to practice your love, compassion, put your love into actions. That's, you know, according to them, you know, so the people who in the Lamrim lineage, according to them, that's how you make this life meaningful. You know, then there's always joy in your heart. No matter what kind of appearances that you see, you know, whether it's good, you rejoice, is, you know, something horrible, then you develop compassion. So we should not look at, you know, other people from their false side. If you look at the false side, you only see false, you know. So it's always good to look at that from the good side, you know, so that you get benefit, that you see something good. When you see something good, you know, so and that probably makes you, you know, I think happy, you know. If you say something bad, probably I think that doesn't make you happy. So anyway, so we have to try all our best, you know, throughout the day, how to be, you know, positive, okay, how to be positive, optimistic. And just want to share that with you. So now we are in the sections, importance of, you know, spiritual teachers, importance of spiritual teachers. I think this is the only book that talks about that. So now usually here in the West, do you talk about importance of teachers? Yeah. But we have so many, like, subjects, you know, subject importance of teacher. That also refers to, you know, this is, you know, specifically talking about the spiritual teacher, okay? But, you know, at the same time, some of the, you know, qualities that, you know, that we have been studying in this book, there are 10 of those, right? 10 of those. Among those, the most important ones, compassion. So that clearly should not just teach them, you know. So His Holiness, I just said many times, you know, whenever he was interviewed in this country about the school, the violence in the school, you know. So His Holiness said, you know, teaching them is very important, you know. So they have to have more education in order to be success in their life. At the same time, they also need to know, teachers also need to teach them how to be compassionate. to love other persons, you know, to have kind heart, you know, kindness. That's also, you know, so our children's program at the Kanamba Center, that's what they are, you know, that's my goal, the kids, when they come to the center, and there's so many wonderful people, you know, taking care of the children's programs. So that's what I'm hoping. Not necessarily, you know, I'm not hoping they will all become Buddhist. I'm hoping they will become, you know, good human beings, to learn how to respect their parents, you know, how to respect elderly, senior people, how to respect, you know, other kids, you know, how to be kind, you know, to learn how to know the importance of sharing, loving, giving, being kind. So these are the things I'm very much hoping those kids will, when they grow up, they will remember what they, you know, learn from Kadamba San, to be kind. You know? So that's, we need more kind people, you know. Then the world will be a better place. Not necessarily more, you know. actually, the religious doesn't refer to people. Religious, no. How is it? We say Chöpa. Chö means no Dharma. Chöpa means person who is, you know, supposed, who is generally speaking, who are supposed to practice in Dharma. That's called Chöpa. You know, Chöpa, religious person. So religious person, generally speaking, what it really means, religious person means person who is living up to the teachings of the religion. That's religious person. Not people just go to temple, you know, so that, you know, so like, anyway, so what I'm trying to say is, you know, like, when you read Shantideva books, it's all about how to, you know, how to develop positive mind, it's all about that, you know, it's a different way of explaining, but it all comes down to how to develop positive minds, and that requires wisdom, you know, that requires wisdom. Just a mere faith is not good enough. It requires wisdom. So here, you know, like we are in the sections, you've been studying how you know somebody qualify to teach, not to teach teachings, not teachings. So every word that comes from person's mouth doesn't necessarily mean no teachings. When you say I'm teaching, that means you are saying something very important. It's teaching. So we are all learning here, including myself. When we read Lamrim Book together, we are all learning. Okay, we are all learning together. Importance of, you know, the teachers, and now to rely on the teachers. You know, once you accept him or her as your spiritual, you know, leader or spiritual teachers, then how to rely on that person's proper way to rely on that person's. Okay, so today the section here, how to rely on that person's mentally. Okay, first, like, so this is the sections how to rely on that spiritual, you know, teachers. So, so now you found the person who is, you know, qualified to teach Dharma. Then you also look at yourself, you know. So there's some qualification that you also need to know to possess. Then you find out that you possess those qualifications. So among those, one qualification as is being, how I say, honest, being the center. You know, if you being biased, you know, so that's not good. So that's is the. So we have to make sure that we don't become biased. You know, bias means, you know, or saying so wonderful things about, you know, like the Buddhism, then criticizing some other religions. So that means that you are lacking to become proper vessel for the teachings. You are lacking one qualification, which is the one important qualification, which is like to be honest. How you say, sincere, honest, not being biased. So that will bring, you know, religious harmonies. That attitude will bring religious harmonies, you know. You have no problem going to church, you have no problem going to synagogue, you have no problem going to mass. So, you know, but you have your own path. It's only laid down in your inside your mind, you know. So that path teach you how to respect them, not to, you know, go against them. So that's one important qualification, okay? So now, that kind of person who possess, you know, qualifications, so then how to rely on the spiritual master, okay? So once you find out him or her, you know, possess qualifications, then you learn from the Lamrim teachings. So then you see that person possess those qualifications. Then you ask that person to teach you, you know. So there's another reason that Buddhism, you know, they don't preach. You know, so you have to request them, you know, like traditionally you have to request three times, you know. First, you know, you request them. A person says, "Oh no, I'm not qualified to teach because, you know, that you are probably, you know, much more than I do, so I'm probably not qualified to teach." Then you say, then you request again. So then probably the reason behind that, the person is probably analyzing you, like how serious you are. You are just wondering, or so you have to request three times. Okay. Sangpuwa, this is one of the Kadama masters. He usually, you know, go to every single teaching. So whenever whoever teaching, he goes. So they are, you know, like they are traveling. Probably they are people from Eastern Tibet. They used to go to Central Tibet because there's one very holy statue that's, you know, in Tibet. So people make all kinds of efforts, you know, to go to see that, you know, the central Tibet, that's where all these monasteries, Sera, Debung, Ganden, there's these three, the Maya and the university is located in the central Tibet. So a lot of people from eastern Tibet, they make like a lot of effort, you know, like take 3 months to get there, you know, by foot, you know, then horses, then something, takes 3 months to get there, they make a lot of effort. So then probably there, so probably, you know, on the road, they met some Guineans. Guinea is the person who's, you know, who has labels, lifetime labels, called Guinea. So one lay person who is giving teachings, then he just Sangpuwa, you know, he also wants to go to listen to that person. Probably his monk. So he likes to go, you know, whoever's teaching, so he don't care, you know, that he just wants to go to listen. Nyembe is a kor nam jitha la nyemba tangshin sa, nyemba tangshin sa na chebe chwen nam teke masi nga la tenpa ni chung so. Probably he, one of, couple of his students asking not to go to listen. Probably embarrassing them, I'm not sure why. He told them, don't say that, no, I get benefit, don't say that, I get benefit. So that's why that leads back to not here, it's not here. Kansala me de chela, you don't rely on the person, you rely on the what person's teachings. You don't rely on the word, you rely on the meaning. You don't rely on the interpreted meaning, but you rely on definite meaning. For light, anybody familiar? Huh? For light? Huh? Way back? Kazara be the children. So don't rely on the persons. Rely on the what person said, you know, what person saying, rely on that. Don't rely on just mere words, rely on the meaning. Don't rely on that meaning, that's interpreted meaning and definite meaning, or rely on definite meaning. So that probably leads to that. So that gives you some more power, that's what he's practicing. He doesn't say here, yeah, I'm just guessing. It could be wrong, but I'm just guessing. Then Gishi Sangpuwa is the one who goes, doesn't matter whoever giving teaching, he goes to listen, you know. Gishi Tenpa, but he's very, very careful, but he has only 5 teachers, you know. Lama Tsongkhapa has only 100 and something, you know, teachers. Gishi Tenpa has only 5. Gishi Tenpa, Lama Nyungde, Ngari Mewe She, Ngari Mewe Wala, Poto Wata, Gumbarin She, Lama Nyichi She, Tini Kangle, Gatho Wala She. So then some of the remember the Poto Wata, Gumbarin She, Lama Nyichi She, Tini Kangle, Gatho Wala She. So then probably Poto Wata and the 2 Kadamba masters asked him, which one is better, having many, many teachers or having few teachers, which one is better? Then his answer is, no, lo ma jang be se, jue tong xin se. Lo, mind, ma jang means no, untamed mind, you know, untamed mind is better. No, untamed mind, usually, you know, unfortunately, tends to look more towards negativities of the people, you know, rather than positive qualities, so. No mahjong, no, because mind is so much disturbed by anger, jealousy, you know, pride. That's why it's untamed mind. That's untamed mind means mind is so much polluted by negative thoughts. No mahjong, those type of, you know, minds more likely see the downside of the persons, you know, then. Has no, like I said, no respect. Madhava Chivirinda, Shinyitimbe Lute, Lepar, Kachambas. Then, in that regard, having fewer teachers is better than having more teachers, than seeing each one of them something negative. So like now, once you now you know, like let's say that you found you know qualified teachers, so don't like so now how to rely on the teachers? Okay, first one is how to rely on that spiritual master mentally, you know, then through action. So the Lama Tsongkhapa will explain generally, give some explanations how to rely on that spiritual master mentally generally, you know, then particularly like how to develop faith. Then gain some respect, remembering the kindness of that person. There's one sutra's name of the sutras. Then that sutra it says through nine attitudes, how to rely on that, you know, spiritual masters. So that kind of like summarize how to rely on the spiritual master mentally, summarize into this nine attitude. If you again summarize, then it can be, you know, to summarize into four. Rawa toni rani lame onto tongwanji. Rawa lame onto tongwanji. Rawa toni rani lame onto tongwanji. Pudzangba tabi sem, pudzangba ter chawala, rawa do mijuki, pai ngotashi, ti ondo, tane, ngashi chapatashi, giveshi nichi, ngor tawa oche. So, rawde, rawa toni, rani, lame ondo tomache. So when you read, you know, when you read the biography of Milarepa, so it is, you know, really quite amazing. So anyway, this is all done by voluntarily, as I said, you know. We are just studying Lamrim here. So it's maybe going to be very foreign for you. Very foreign, you probably never heard this, you know, so as I ask, do you have anything about teachers, you know, like that, you know, to talk about teachers. So anyway, this is all done by voluntarily. So then, because of that, Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Adisha wants to educate us, you know, how to find perfectly qualified teachers. So make sure, you know, doesn't become like blind leading blind. So make sure the person who's leading you, you know, has some eyes, you know. Especially when you go to trekking the Himalayan mountains. So there's Lama Tsongkhapa educating us, you know, educating us. If someone out there is interested, you know, to find, you know, teachers, said Lama Tsongkhapa said, study the qualification of teachers. That's how you find teachers. Huh? Rawatun, Rani Lame on the Tawaj, Rawatun, Rani Lame on the Tawaj. Setting aside, I say, Rawatun, Rani Lame on the Tawaj, probably it will come down there. Put on the message. Tadaji, Sanji, Musumbe, Tingadij, Tel Tamji, the Rang. Actually, summarizing that, you know, a long time ago, traditionally, the son follows father's footsteps. If father is carpenter, more likely the son is going to become carpenter. You know, so sons, you know, like how you say, follow the footstep of, you know, fathers, you know, whatever is the work, the painting, artists. That's why you hear all, like, it's like, you know, comes from the family lineage. That now you see in some you see in Nepal, some artists who make statues. They, you know, their father is making statues, their grandfather, then their son, then every whole family, they're, you know, doing the same things through generations, gen by generations. So that means, you know, even though you may have wished to do something different, you know, something different, but you set aside that and follow the father's footstep. And here it's saying that even though, you know, you have different wishes, but, you know, you're trying to follow the footstep of the lamas, lama that you choose, you know, spiritual master that you choose. So mainly then, you know, it's everything become like dharma. You know, dharma. So that's what you choose. That's what it means, following the footstep of the, you know, spiritual masters. More meditations, more prayers, you know, so more so that's how you follow the footstep of, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa. We are here, we are trying to follow the footstep of Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lama Atishas, or those masters. So, so I'm not sure, like when I was 7 years old, so I'm not thinking, I do know that my father is carpenter. So my brother, he followed the footstep of my brother now, who lives in Zurich. So he follow, he's a very good carpenter. But I know somehow, like, I'm not sure, I didn't follow anything. I just I just want to go to far away from hometown, you know, to see car, to want to ride train, ride, you know, bus, to see car. That's all, you know, my initial intentions to end up my life in the monastery. So, and the very next day, I want to go back. too late, you know, no money, so could not read any signs. Then what I did, I just threw myself on the ground and I just cried, screamed. Doesn't help, you know, so then. So, yeah, so. I have no desire, no intention, nothing. I just, yeah. So, generally speaking, in order to become the monks and nuns, you have to have some kind of understanding of the renunciations. I have zero. I have no. I even don't know the word renunciation. I have no. Before me, there's a couple of boys. They went to monastery. So when they come back, they are not talking about, you know, how much study they have to do. They are all talking about how beautiful to ride a train, that, you know, bus. You know. So I never saw like bus. I never saw bus in my life. I never saw train. So I really want to go. So then that's how I, you know, left. So when I get there, so then I so badly want to go back. So it's too late. Anyway, so following the footsteps, you know, that's like long time ago. That's like kind of like been tradition, even in the mundane world. You know, there's sons follows, you know, father's footstep. So similar like that, even though you wish you set that aside, so then you follow that similar here. So that you have to have like mind like Vajra. Vajra is, you know, symbolized not the bell and Vajra here. No, there's something, they symbolize something different. This Vajra is, you know, but generally speaking, the Vajra symbolizes steadiness, you know, steadiness. So you have to have this mind, very steadiness, mind like Vajra, like diamond, you know, steadiness. You know? So that means, you know, really, then when you read the biography of Milarepa, you see that Lame Chave Kutam Je Kuwani sattva sindhi. So then helping that person's lama chave kurtam ji kurvan ji sattva sindhi ji. So helping the any chores that you know your spiritual master has, helping them as like ground. No, ground is ground that usually is hold everything. It's hold everything. Without ground, then you are going to fall. But there's something like that. Mind like ground. Okay, to help. Even that you know, a person is giving you so many chores, but you would never get discouraged or tired. So this is not, this is, here we are just studying, but you know, putting this into practice is not easy. It's very difficult, very, very difficult. Even though you found your teachers, you know. So as I said, Gishi Tomba said, you know, like untamed mind, you know, tends to look at negative things, you know. And that's very, very, you know, this challenging. It's been challenging. This is now challenging, you know. It's not easy. So, but having a mind like Milarepa towards your teacher is not easy. So, everything that Lama Marpa does for Milarepa, you know, it's even like for us, just, you know, reading them is kind of like, how come that Lama Marpa can treat Milarepa like that, you know? So for us, you know, well, Milarepa, he has no problem at all. He just want to receive teaching. That's all he wants, nothing else. He's totally, how is it, concentrating on the teaching from the Marpa. That's what he wants. He doesn't want anything else, you know, that's all he wants. So then everything that Marpa does for him, he's thinking, okay, I'm not yet ready for his teaching, so that's why he's doing this and that, you know. So now, so then in the end, you know, the Milarepa really, you know, become very famous. So that master has to be qualified, okay? That master has to be qualified. Otherwise, you know, so that as we discussed, you know, last Wednesday class, there are so many problems, you know, that happened in this country, a couple of incidents, you know. So this all happens not investigating the persons before you accept him or her as your religious, you know, as a spiritual masters. So then, you know, then it's like said, blind leading. The leaders become blind, so then the more likely everybody going to fall into clip. Go off clip, yeah. So that's why even it takes 12 years to investigate. That's fine, you know, we have to investigate, okay. Potovi, chingi, chawna, chona, chu, ni, gishi, chanju, senpa, dita, vada, tenka, shindu, duva, sunam, yuva, sunam, che, oso. Gishi Potova said to Gishi that all the monks in the Gishi, who follows Gishi Chengawa, another Kadam master, and he's saying that you are all fortunate to able to, you know, help this kind of person who is, you know, like Bodhisattva. That's why he said you are fortunate. So now, you know, it has become like chores. Chores, when you say chores, that's like, do people like to do chores? No? Oh. Generally, no? They don't like the chores?
Generally, yeah.
So if that becomes like, you know, like serving a spiritual master, if it becomes like chores, so then it's not good. It should become like, you know, that's something that you do with happy mind. Huh? So anyway, so no need to worry, you know, like once you, some of you may think, okay, now maybe I should be more careful finding spiritual teachers. I don't like to do my chores. I don't want to have more chores. Once you find properly qualified teachers, they will not ask you to do anything. Anything, they will not ask. No, so if you ask them, are you okay? So they always say, I'm okay, I'm fine. You know, so they don't. They usually don't complain. So I have nothing to worry about. So they will help me, may help you maybe do some chores, or some of your chores. They couldn't be no gender doji, sumada doji. Kurko and Chidachawa told us. So now, when you help them to take care of their chores, how you do? So that's why it's not here. When I was a young boy in the monastery, so there's one teacher, you know, he's well known in Sera, Jebung, Gandhi, all this, you know. Sera, there's a monastery where I graduated. Then Jebung, that the monastery, that there's another two monasteries. Jebung Ganden was founded by Lama Tsongkhapa, and Jebung was also founded by one of his disciples. Sera was also founded by one of his disciples that he sent to China. So three of them, monastery. So in the Sera, you know, there's one Khenso Rinpoche and Khenso Rinpoche and his teacher and his teacher. Khenso Rinpoche teacher, then his teacher, you know. Ex-abbot of the Sergian Monastery. He became abbot in Tibet. Sergian Monastery, abbot in Tibet. So me and this another boy, so we used to go to his house to just hang out, you know. So, and his really huge face and the ears, like really long, you know. And where you can just know, like, you don't have any fears at all. You just, you know, he just, you know, like a mountain, you know. He's like all kind, you know. Like when other monks, when they go there, they really respect. We don't have no idea, you know. We just go to him like friend, you know. We just play with him. So, and when people they see, oh, you have to behave. You can't do that, you know. We just lay down in front of him, just sleep there, just, you know. We have a couple of toys underneath his bed, small cars. That's what we play. No, he just say in prayer. So we just two kids. No, we just play there. He don't say anything. No, he just let. So anyway, so sometimes we throw him balls. So that we have small balls that he won't move. So then we throw him balls. Then he pick up the ball. Then he has the one I remember vividly. He hangs this bell and vajra on the ceiling. So then we want him to hit that, so he will hit on that. Hit that. So then with them it goes like, probably creates a lot of negative karma. So then him and me, we take his water bowl, you know, we take down, clean, then we go to quite a far away to get the water for his water bowl. You know, we go quite a far away. That's how I was bitten by rabbit dog here when I was starting. I'm actually going there to get water for his altar. That's why the dog's bitten me. So anyway, so we, you know, so we help him to give shower. You know, we give him shower. Then we take him to outside to Sakamamrita, the monastery. When he get out, everybody, all the streets is going to be empty because everybody just run away. He's so, you know, like highly qualified and renowned, well respected. You know, so. We kind of like that, you know, so when we want to see how people run away, we go with the people and we are looking at the people all over, they just disappear. So then in deep down in my mind, I kind of know that he's holy man, he's highly regarded. So then one day I asked him, so can you fly? I want to grab his rope and, you know, probably fly with him. So then he's just quiet, don't make noise, be quiet. Didn't say anything. Anyway, so we give him showers, you know, so that, you know, we clean his, you know, napkin. He used to clean them, you know. Anyway, this is kind of like, we don't feel like it's chore, but we are happy to do it because we consider him as a friend. So one day, I'm just telling this story, probably with the wasting time here. One day, we lost our key. my house teacher who is responsible for my all well-being. So he has some work to do, so he went there. So we locked the door and went to his house, very close, playing with him. All of a sudden, we lost key. So now that teacher is about to come home. We don't have key. So we all got very worried, very much worried. And we begged him, and we put him out of his bed time to ask him to do divination, to find the key right away. Oh, so I said, he's really old. He's really old, so then he's having hard to move. So he's coming out, and he's looking for keys with us. somehow that, even though there's a huge age gap, so we are so comfortable there. So, we help him. He don't say anything. We just make a lot of noise playing there, laying down there. Sometimes when his attention comes, there's two or three boys, they just fall asleep. They're tired. when I think about that, so I thought I also create some merit, helping. If he's enlightened beings, I offer him a lot of showers and took care of his ulcers, clean his napkin. The problem at that time, I had zero knowledge about Guru, this Lamrim. I don't know anything about Lamrim at all. I just go there for fun. That's all.
Did you find
a
key?
No.
The key?
So I don't remember that part. So maybe my teacher was freaked out when he sees he's looking for a key. Probably he's just, instead of scolding us, he just probably ran away somewhere. So he's highly regarded, everybody respect him very much. So I don't remember what happened. I do remember asking him to come down. He did divination, then we asked him to come down. So and when he's with us, nobody can scold us. So So anyways, I don't remember Jesus or what happened. So I think the reading Mila Rebha's biography, it will help. It will help. So that's one way to understand the how to rely on the spiritual master. No matter how many hardships that you go through helping that person, but you don't suffer. You don't suffer. You don't feel tired. You don't feel discouraged. You don't there's no ill feeling. There's no ill feeling. So Mila Rebha, that's exactly what Mila Rebha did, building this 9-story building number of times. That's how he probably purified. So this place called Rupa. So that's become so cold. So there's some part that his friend or student asked him to move someplace where there's more comfortable. He says no. Said because of the teachings, he is bearing all these hardships. He said he's not willing to move. This is the only opportunity. It never happened. Never happens. Happening now to able to listen teachings so that the weather, the climate, doesn't matter. So just remain there. Oh, jiden je chen ta bisen ni je oh di ga chen ga ro bon shen da di khol ju re ta bisen this call like mind like mountain is hard to move, so that means it's like not like, you know, changing, like not like changing all the time. One time you think, oh, it's good now, second moment you think it's not good, then the next moment you think it's good, and then the kind of frequently changing. Not like this, like firm as mountain like that, you know. This jiden je chen ta bisim je ngele tham je nyam su lang bang yi mi chi bon du ba de che kon do che chang do lo be kung gal la ne za si chi ju me ten ban ten be na sa tham je sin zap nam cha de khane chu. Even just reading this Lamrim in the Tibetan, you know, this is like all this, how many years ago, 650 years ago, something like this, 650 years ago, this book has been written, 650 years ago. So then since then, between now, language, even Tibetan language has been changed, there are so many changes took place, you know. So therefore, you know, this, even just reading this in Tibetan, you know, it's like, where to cut the word, you know, if you if you don't know how to cut the word, then it's all kind of get mixed up, you know, so then it's sometimes lose the meaning. But in English, you don't have something like that. In English?
Oh, yeah, Shakespeare. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
All the plays Shakespeare wrote, the old English. Oh.
People, even like native speaking.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Classes for it, just understand Shakespeare's play.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the same then. Then, jide je chen ta dusem je ngele tam je nyam su lam bang yi mi chi bo du ba des. So now the second, there's like another attitude, there's so maybe next Wednesday class what we do, so we'll put those number into maybe in here, the board.
Sure.
So then people, you know, like here will help the because all this attitude, we'll write it down and put it down, so Chukila will probably help. Another chores? Oh, yeah. I don't think that's sure. That's like responsibility. Oh, yeah. Sake of other sentient beings. Did you tend to be sentient? Te, there's no, also all word. Te means literally means, you know, servant. Servant, you know, like servant attitude, like servant, that, you know, I am servant for everybody, you know, or ten type of simshi. Because what we have like mind, like vajra, like very steady, strong attitude. That's one attitude. Then attitude like ground, you know, ground, everything holding up. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So put it down there, write it down, then it'll be easy to understand. So then, attitude like mountain, attitude like servant. So that's where I'm reading. Ngele samjhe nyam su lamba wa hi michi ba du ba deshe tang du lobe kun la che lobe kun la tsangdo lobe kula ne lobe kula ne zase chik juwe tenbe nasa kamje silne zap nam cha deje kane jung cha meba saka kambi yo chewe dina menashe dhubdhubi chewe chanida are che tabu chik jagan na yosumbata somebody knows this is like about talking about cleaning the environment then like Adisha was really surprised because this place is not easy to clean, so it's now very much clean. And top of that, then he's doing some kind of mandala offering. So then Adisha told that person that, you know, there's one exact like you also in India, the person who really, you know, there's like that's the explanation about attitude, like serving. Others a chetabu she jagana used but was a chatter chak tarwa that is same is it chatarwa this so now chatarwa is like the person who cleans around the monastery, usually sweep the floor, sweeper on chatarwa. So now attitude like sweeper or Najatan, Chibi, Najatam, the number points, Ran Lama Lama, the most means, you know, like all the pride and arrogant, you know, ignore them, then, you know, you put all, because, you know, pride and arrogant, you know, is like, it's like the obstacle to develop, you know, sincere, how is it, humbling mind, you know?
Humble.
Being humble, so arrogant, pride, you know, is big obstacles. So then, in front of Lama, so become completely humble. Ma Lama Lama Zimboche. So, Gijit Tembe Shalnes. So I don't think they have many chores to do. Their life is very simple, you know, they live their life very simple, you know, so I think. Simple life is less sure. Is this correct? Simple life is less sure. No? So, very simple, someone don't agree. I want to debate, but it's the best time, so... Pride is like ball. You know, then knowledge is like drop of water. You know, so when you pour there, it won't stick. It just doesn't stay. That's like pride, you know. When you have pride, you will not learn anything when you have pride. Love, you color, yes, you know. Even the bird, they're saying in Tibetan, even the bird has also something to, also even the bird has advice to give. So that means, don't think that, no, that person has no advice. Even the bird has advice to give. That means, you know, so that means everybody has something to give. No, just your color. So, Mojuji, Honga, Dukam, Shumbu, Kangmawane, Hong Tosum Batashi, Changa, and Sejitina, Ri, Zemo, Kangtawane, Mochuji, Honga, Dukams, Shumbu, Kangmawane, Hong, Shumbu, Kangma, there was a Taba division. So now the attitude like sweeper, then after that attitude like taper that is similar. Lame chawa, shinzu chaka, kuchi wa namja, to shinzu jumbo hos. Taper that is similar. Like attitude like step.
We have foundation.
Foundation or step, or taper. Taper legend means no step. When you go up the stairs, foundation. Actually, you know, something to like hold, step, when you go up, it will hold you, right? Something to hold. attitude like step. So what that means, Lame Chawa, Shindu Chawa, Lame Chawa, Shindu Chaka, Kurchiwa, Nandu Toshin, even the most difficult chore that spiritual master has, that you take over with happy mind. Oh, that's what it means, the attitude like step or foundation. Chita Bishinji, Lama Nyeshin, Shia, tell me to what is. What is in second act, what is it called?
Foundation.
No, that after that?
Dog.
So that's very interesting, you know. Chita Bishinji, attitude like dog, so the man's best friend. Yeah. So that was what they say, outside of the dog. So the Denise told me something. Outside of the dog, it's too dark to read. That is a man's best friend is a book.
Man's best friend is a dog.
Outside of the dog. Something. Inside is too dark to read or something like that. I'm not sure.
So
I memorize only some parts. I couldn't memorize. Try to memorize, but the sentence is too long. Sentence is too long, and you know, then on top of that, there's laziness. How you see?
Outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think. That's. I kind of like this, so I'm going to memorize it. Chita Vesenza, Lame Nishin, Shea, tell me to what this. Lame Nishin, Shea, tell me to what this. It's like, you know, even though Lama criticizes you, looks down on you, there's probably some reason behind that, and you don't get angry. So that's like attitude like dog. See, oh, the dog has, you know. Chita Vesenza, Lame Nishin, Shea, tell me to what this. Yeah, so my brother in Switzerland has seven dogs. Seven of them. So, like, yeah, it is like, I think I told this story a long time ago. So, if you do something for them, you know, they, after one minute, they act like nothing happened. You know, they just come to you, like this, you know, so amazing. So, like, they have no religions, they have no school, so they don't know, have education, but still, it's quite amazing, you know. So, So I think we need this attitude like dog. Not just towards spiritual master, towards everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chita Vesem. Oh, yeah. Gijil haso, Tulumbi, Jareji, Kabob, Chambala. Hasu Loma Nyamove, Lovin D, or call Lovin Down to Duce, Chichi Kajin Kwanza, call it Dita with Zareji, Iruki Chinam Down. So then there's no, this story, that part of the story is part I don't need to read, part you understand. So, the story somebody is not like Hasu Loma Nyamove. How's everybody doing? Great or okay?
Great.
So what we importance here, what we need to learn those attitude. That's attitude, you know what it means, that's what is important, okay. Jetong Balaji Kalde Chu Mama Da Chu Lama Atisha has attendance. So mean, very mean. A lot of people asking Lama Adisha, why you don't fire him? Fire him or get rid of that person. Lama Adisha, no. I'm learning great deal of something from him. So Lama Adisha, keep that person purposely there because that person is so mean, you know, nobody likes. So Lama Adisha, keep that because you know, like that is blessings. Lama Adisha receiving, that's what he said, he's receiving some blessing from that person, you know. Kalde chue mawa ta chue dewa di yu da shi tini. Jeton chant our songs. So very reason, right from the beginning, that you seek the spiritual master, because you understand importance of having a spiritual master in order to gain some experience in the spiritual fields. So therefore, you voluntarily, deliberately, you know, look for a spiritual master. So then you found one. So then after that, if that person, you know, criticizes you, then after that you know everything. You know everything importance of the teacher. You know everything. Because what you are looking like Miladeva. You're just looking for, you know, teaching. That's all you're looking for. So so there your whole aim is on that, you know, the teachings. So so that then those attitudes really, you know, make sense, okay? How about you know the Christian majority teach Thomas so truth of the same. So now attitude like both fairy board, whatever that you have, and in Tibet there's a desert, there's only one. There's no whatever you call it, there's only one thing. So made out of leather, skin, animal skin. You call fairy or boat, whatever you call, sheep or whatever you call, cruise, whatever you call. There's only you can call all kind of name, but you get only one thing that you end up getting into the like how is it, what do you call that? The boat that made out of animal skin. So you don't have name, huh?
Canoe.
Yeah.
Native Americans made them up.
Yeah. Canoe shaped like bread. Bread, it's not really, yeah. So they kind of like the canoe, yeah. So that's what you get when you go to Tibet. They make calls screws or fairy, whatever you call. But you end up getting into that one boat, that metal skin. To the BCMG. Lame chawa, chitam shuja, doshi woi, mituwa woso. So no matter how many, you know, like times that the chores have been, you know, asked to do, so how many times, you know, like going back and forth, being like bored, you know, so, but it's still going back and forth. That doesn't stop like that, okay? So that's generally speaking, this attitude is generally speaking how to rely on, once you found the spiritual teacher, then how to rely on that person, you know, rely on that, you know, that's generally general explanations. So now particularly how to develop faith. So there's something So I'll read that and probably then stop, okay? Kunjo Talesung is one sutras, you know. Teba ngondo, but this I've been saying this word number of times. Teba, belief or faith. Teba believes, you know. Isn't it different between belief and faith? Faith is more deeper, I think.
Yeah.
Belief and faith is more deeper. Tevacha. So then, you know, in Buddhism, there's three different types of faith. Pirate Teva, you know, so just the minute you walk in, your mind is just pleased. Pleased? No. That's called Pirate Teva. Just seeing something that your mind is just pleased, you know, Pirate Teva. You're seeing something, but you really, you want to be something like that. The second one. So then that's like conviction faith. Last one is conviction faith. It requires a lot of reason. So now, anyway, Teba is no the faith. Mondo is like. Ngondo is like preliminary, there's Ngondo, mother Teba, this, you know. The faith is, like, you know, no mother, no child, you know. So you can't hope for child if there's no mother. So similarly, faith is like mother, you know. Teba Ngondo mother. In this, I'm just Suji Pewa, yes. It is like, the faith is like mother. So that, you know, like, it will protect all the good positive qualities of mind, and it will increase all the positive quality of mind. It will eliminate doubt. It will, you know, liberate it from the stream or creek that here is like creek refers to the problem. what is it?
Four rivers.
Yeah, rivers. The river refers to problems, okay? Toba san je seji, toba seji chuwa nam rizhi. Teba dele tongje, chunje is, teba is like symbol of, you know, like, tongje is like the city of happiness. City of happiness?
Yes.
That's what you just said?
Yes.
City of happiness, chunje. Teba was, teba nyoba meji, same tangje. Teba nyoba, then very happy, you know, like nyopa means something that, you know, when you have something some in the glass with some dust, when you shake, then it all become like, how is it?
Cloudy,
you know, just like that. Same nyopa, that mind is like that, you know. But it's, all the dust must be settled down. You know, when it settles down, then you see the separate, all the dust in the bottom, all the water up, then it's very clear. They are there, but they are in the bottom, but sometimes it's all mixed, not hard to say. Same nyokpa, that means, you know, mind become like that sometimes, all mixed up with, so that, you know, you can't really tell, you know. So then when you meditate, especially when you concentrate, it's like this, you know, all this, you know, dust kind of settles down, slow, then the clarity, you know, appears. That's the mind that you can kind of separate, that require no stillness. Stillness?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, you know, like require concentration. In your body, the same tongue, that makes your mind more fresh, tongue fresh. Oh? It will help you to overcome from pride, cupid's eyes. Oh? It's the root of respect. Teba. Teba nortans. The faith is like possessions, you know, like wealth. Teta. Oh? Nor, what is it now, the same?
Okay, the jewel and treasure.
Jewel and treasure. Kambe chok. Then?
Like hands, it is the basis of gathering virtue.
Ah. Yeah, then what is that? It's like treasure and wealth?
It is the jewel and the treasure.
Oh, then?
Like hands, it is the basis of gathering virtue. It is the best defeat for going to liberation.
Oh, yeah. Kambe cho, yeah. Kambe cho, labashin, the Kambe cho, labashin, the gidditsawais. Kambe cho. Oh, yeah. So now, some other books I know read about the faith. So it's like there are so many different, like, has a pots on the ground, but only the reflection of the moon you will see the pot which has water. If the pot doesn't have water, you cannot see. Doesn't mean the moon is not reflecting, but you know that in order to see the reflection you have to have something. So that's faith, okay? That's faith, no. So the pot, you know, so some pot doesn't have water that you cannot see, but that doesn't mean the moon is not reflecting in that pot, but there's nothing to see the reflections. So that's faith. Oh. Then it's like ring. The blessing is like hook. Hook is not throwing all the time. If there's no ring, there's nowhere to hook. So there's no ring, the faith is like also there, like that. Oh. So then, Tare Teba, as I said, no, meaning you walk in, then your mind is just not pleased. No, some spiritual sanctuary, I think, there's no, especially like sometime in Europe, they have a huge, huge church. When you walk in, you can feel the energy there. So, you know, just walk in and. Especially that there's some cave in India, so when you walk in there, so you can feel that, you know, just please. And like, somehow, like the visiting the holy site, that's what, you know, Pavetya, but you just have this, you know, the fast, the faith, you know, that just pleasing your mind. The so many things happen, you know, I think it's happened in the past, it's happening now, it's going to probably happen in the future. You know, certain things people see, you know, then it's all happening because of the faith, that because of the faith. Huh? Even though it's like a piece of dog's tooth, for you, it's like Buddha's tooth. So that's what you think, that's what you believe. So then, you know, certain relics grows from there because of your power, your faith. Power of your faith. So there's one story, you know, okay? One mother in Eastern Tibet, you know, his son goes to India all the time to do some business. So each time when he goes to India, he asks his mother, what do you want from India? So she says, Buddha's truth, bring Buddha's truth. Each time when he comes back, he forgets. You know? So the one last time, so when he comes, he forgot, and he, you know, on the road, he found the cross of dogs, so then he took one truth, gave to her mother, and then she really believed in that. Then she, you know, considered that's a holy object. Then she does a lot of practice and prayer. You know, then eventually, whole relics grows from there. So recently in Argentina, so I gave somebody some relics, you know, some relics, somebody there. So in Argentina, so it's put into some kind of tube, it's concealed. It multiplies. So that she was really amazed, you know, there's when she looked at this, I think there's three, so there's more than three, there's six or seven of them there. So that happens, you know, it's happened in the past, it's happening now, it's going to happen, based on the, how you say, the faith. You know, some people, they're very devoted to Tara, Mother Tara, they're very devoted, sincerely, deliberately, genuinely, they're devoted to Mother Tara, they're praying for Mother Tara, Mother. All of a sudden, one day, they see huge path or road in front of them. It's not there before, you know, it's all of a sudden that huge road there. So they walk in, you know, so then probably went to Tara's people, something like this. Many stories like that, huh? If you really believe, you know, that the Tara is present in front of you, then you know Tara is there because they are already enlightened. So they, you know, like manifest themselves, you know, like simultaneously, so many different ways. So I think the importance of, unfortunately, in this country, you know, people like are kind of skeptical for the when it's come down on faith, you know, because it's been so in Buddhism, faith doesn't mean you have to question, you know. So the, especially the last one, conviction, faith, it requires a lot of wisdom. So the faith in Buddhism doesn't mean you cannot question, you can question. But anyway, so doesn't matter. So there is a faith itself is good. It's good things. It's not bad things. But how people present the faith, you know, the faith itself is good to have. The faith is something. The faith is like wealth. It's like jewel. It's a treasure. It's good to have. You know, there's nothing wrong in that. But not having that, you know, is not good. But having the faith is very good. Also, if I remember correctly, that there's a lot of medical, you know, like tests has been done between people who have faith, who don't have faith, that the way they like recover from their illnesses. Faith plays a big role, you know, to improving their health. So that's been, you know, like proved by a scientific research. So anyway, so I think the faith, you know, so like whatever we think, you know, faith is something that, you know, so needs to be developed. It's good to have. So it's not bad to have. It's good to have, but you know, but it's not easy to develop. It's not easy to develop. But once you develop, it's good to have. It's like mother, you know. It's like mother, you know. So faith is good to have. So. So that's why, so whenever people come to see me, I always ask them to, say Tara Mantra, 21 Tara Praises, things will change in your life, if you say Tara Mantra, if you say 21 Tara Praises, things will change, things will change. So, and there are people, some people in the Kadamba centers, so I've been asking them, they are having some problems, so now, and I've been saying, I've been telling them to recite 21 Tara Praises, no matter what, if the weather's nice, recite 21 Tara Praises. Not only recite when the weather's bad. Recite, devote yourself, so that's the one way, we as a Sangha member, that's how we should help, so that you do something, then you get something, If you don't do, then you don't get anything, so you recite 21 Tara Praises. So then later on people come back, they say there's so many good things happen in their life. It's not just about that, Just we need, need something to bind our heart, So Tara, I think, Mother Tara, so, the mother has compassion, mother cares about, child. So we are like child, I think, of the Mother Tara, So, and so anyway, so so then I'm reciting 21 Tara Praises and to dedicate for you. So I'm not sure how much benefit there will be. If you recite 21 Tara Praises, you will get some benefit. So anyway, so maybe you need to give some thought about faith, why it's important. Maybe good to have, not too good to have. So according to Lam Lim teaching, that's quite important to have faith, okay? Faith in yourself and maybe faith in, some practice. So, so because of that, Lama Atisha recites. Lama Atisha, somebody who knows every single practice that exists in Buddhism, including Lam Lim, everything that, every teaching in the Buddhism, every practice in the Buddhism, Lama Atisha knows them very well. So when Lama Atisha is having some kind of health problems, Lama Atisha is having like clear vision of Tara all the time. So Lama Atisha asks Tara, so what needs to be done? Tara said, Lama Atisha recite 21 Tara Praises 10,000 a day. Lama Atisha, I'm too old. No, I can't do. It's too long. So then Tara told this five line one. Even just reciting 1,000 a day, it's kind of a challenge, Just can you imagine giving that age where Lama Atisha was and able to recite this 10,000 a day, no problem. 10,000 a day, short one. Even reciting 1,000 a day, that's also a challenge. Can you imagine saying this 10,000? So Tara did just suggest Lama Atisha do some other retreat and do this complicated practice. Simply said, say 21 Tara Praises. So that's my source of inspirations. So I truly believe, So there's positive change will take place in your life if you devote yourself to Tara. So then I think Tara doesn't have any chores for you to do. That's one good thing. Only chore is to recite 21 Tara Praises. So, out of devotion towards Tara, that's what devotion means. Out of devotion to Tara's. So then sometimes it's kind of amazing, that we are saying the same word that composed by Tara, the same word that been said by Lama Atisha 10,000 a day, same word, no different word, same word. So it's quite amazing to say the word that's been taught, directly taught by Tara, it's quite amazing. So the Lama Atisha did their 10,000 a day out of devotion, So, and so then if you do some kind of practice like that, a lot of people in Tibet, lay communities, they don't know a whole lot of practice. They only know how to say Om Mani Padme Hum. Their whole life, that's what they do. But they have devotions, they do. So they are, and it means so much for them. So I think, that's why I'm requesting people, to, if there are any problem in your life, if there are any problems in your life, so probably it's good to, say 21 Tara Praises, Tara Mantras, and maybe read a little bit about Tara, and maybe, I think it's good, so then you are doing some practice. So now, I believe, you know, so many things happening at the center because there are a group of people who are very dedicated to Tara. So so there's many stories like that. So anyway, so probably 8:30. Oh yeah. There's got maybe like one more. Anybody has falling down? No? Okay, that's so far so good. Oh yeah. Kangi chemba ngi jula tebe teba tebe chok inde so teba kangi chemba ngi jula kangi chemba ngi jula teba tebe chok inde teji lo da denbi mi tebe jula tawa tes the faith is like the best of the path tebe chok inde teji lo da denbi mi. Therefore, someone who has mind should consider, you know, to follow, you know, the faith. Mate by mitalasana, cooperation and mijides. People who doesn't have, you know, any faith, you know, so it's hard to generate any, you know, positive minds. Same me sibalasana. The seed that was burned, seed that was burned by fire, you cannot expect the what you call sprout. You cannot expect, finally I got this word right, sprout. Took me a long time, sprout. Sarvami, Sikbala, the seed that was burned by fire, which you cannot expect sprout from that seed. It's exactly like that. So giving that information by Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Atisha, probably, you know, it's good to probably to give second thought when it's come down to faith, you know, to help. Some kind of faith, okay? Whether having faith in Tara, faith in 21 Tara places, faith in something that is good to develop that, okay? She just was talking Taba, you know, time she soon was okay, now so I'll stop here. So there's one very good question, so I will answer these questions next Wednesday, okay? There's one question about. It begins with I'm confused. So then my answer, I'm confused too. So now there are two confusions. So maybe we'll see next week there will be one wisdom. I'm going to check this question with me, then I'll bring next week, okay? So I'm going to do this couple of mantras. The first mantra is, you know, to prevent from untimely death. Om namo bhagavate aparamita yunyana sumbhane siddhata dhagadaya tata kadaya arahate samya sambhudaya te adam punya punya mahapunya aparamita punya aparamita punya yunyana sumbhara vadale om sava samkara parashita namade kangana samungate sabava vishvide mahanaya pare varaya su om namo bhagavate aparamita yunyana sumbhane siddhata dhagadaya tata kadaya arahate samya sambhudaya te adam punya punya mahapunya aparamita punya yunyana sumbhara vadale om sava samkara parashita namade kangana Samogada Samoan, the Shedaman, Abara, so I'm number Bangawa, the Abaramita, you know, the Bunas, the Tatakana, Ara, the Samoa, the other Munaman, Abana, Abaramita, Bunny, Abaramita, Bunny, the Samoa, was it Omsawa, some Karapari, the Damanic, and another, some one is a Mamit, Mana, Abara, so to me, Jerry Samatova, the team, and the Samoa. Sewa tuan ni cipta apa jenis cermin itu ni tuan tuan ni serap kuda sewa mereka ni tinju ni kuda cermin jauh yang kami langsung tinju ni kincir sama yang tu bawa macam jalan mana bawa jenis ni tinju sama nak jemah yang tu bawa supaya ni kumpul ya bawa tu ni bawa lah cakap lonceng 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 jalan mana bawa jenis ni tinju sama nak jemah yang tu bawa supaya ni kumpul ya bawa tu ni bawa lah cakap lonceng lonceng jalan mana bawa jenis ni tinju sama nak jemah yang tu bawa supaya ni kumpul ya bawa tu ni bawa lah cakap lonceng lonceng jalan mana Thank you very much. Thank you.